about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos. I love them so much.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Allow me to introduce myself. I represent the rent that's too damn high party. People are working 8 hours a day and 40 hours a week for some a third job. Women can't afford to take care of their children, feed their children breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My main job is to provide a roof over your head, food on the table, and money in your pocket. This is politics as usual, playing a silly game, and it's not going to happen. The rent too damn high movement, the people I'm here to represent can't afford to pay their rent. They're being laid off right now as I speak. They can't eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Listen, someone's stomach, your child's stomach just growled. Did you hear it? Gotta listen like me.
This is not a party atmosphere at all.
Why was I a sad baby?
I don't know. Why is any baby sad? Crawl around all day long with a load in their pants. Nobody knows what they're trying to say. Same reason Larry King is sad.
And now, you cannot run around so casually using that word, okay? Rape is for special occasions.
Our feature presentation.
That's directed at you, by the way, Lisa May.
Sorry.
A little sensitivity
such
for some people.
Such a potty mouth.
Rape me.
Yeah, exactly what I'm talking about. That's the point there.
Sometimes I just have to blurt it out.
All right, party people, how about picking up the phone and giving us a call? Toll-free number, 1-800-520-1067. That is the number to get on the air for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. By the way, we lost the caller who had a comment about Chris Angel on the Love Line last night. Please give us a call back because we definitely do want to discuss.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get right into your phone calls, here's an interesting story. Early, Texas is the town. It's about 120 miles southwest of Fort Worth. And there's a dude there who thought, hey, I haven't seen my old friend Amanda in a while. I'm going to catch up with her. So he texts Amanda, hey, what's up? And she's like, not much. What's up with you? What are you doing? Not much. Hey, let's hang out. Hey, that'd be fun. So he says, hey, I've got some weed. Meet me at the park and we'll hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Reasonable request. Getting together with an old friend.
Sure.
So she shows up. I don't know, maybe Amanda, you know, maybe could have given her friend a heads up that she had become a police officer since the last time that they had spoken. Maybe she maybe didn't need to show up with police and Texas state troopers to arrest the man in the park for possession of marijuana.
It was honestly, Bean, though, it was just weed. This guy wasn't like, oh, I also got some coke.
Nope, it was just weed.
Yeah, this girl's a bitch.
I mean, come on, look. I get that you're a police officer, but this is your friend who's contacted you out of the blue that you haven't talked to in a few months. I just think it'd be fair and reasonable to say, hey, we've been friends for a long time. I'm going to give you the heads up from this point on, you should know I'm now a police officer, right?
That has happened in my life. I've watched that happen. Guys, we grew up with in high school and stuff, and you catch up after college.
Right.
And the guy's like, hey, I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm a cop now. You know, I know how you guys live, so I'm just giving you the warning.
But yeah, I think that's fair and reasonable. And you wouldn't blame the guy, you know? You'd say, hey, I appreciate the notice.
It sounds like she was really trying to score brownie points,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Well,
if she was a new cop,
how do you
it's
know
like,
he
hey,
was Mexican,
look what
Lisa.
I did.
Yeah, she was a new cop, definitely.
Yeah. Well, that is a douchey move.
It's a total douchey move. So I guess, I don't know what the moral of the story is, but just keep that in mind. If you haven't talked to somebody in a while, you might find out what they've been up to since the last time you chatted.
Weak.
But there you go. There's your citizen of the day.
All right.
Stop it, America. That's what I have to say. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Time for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. Hit it, Steve.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
Well, you can go to Carl's Jr. and get your coupon for killer deals on select nights at the Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. You can save up to $25 that way, or you can just be on the phone with us right now at 1-800-520-1067 if you've got something to add to the conversation, and we'll give you a pair of tickets for free. How about that? Here's our man, Ricky, line 3. He's the one we referenced calling about last night's Love Line. Hey, Ricky, welcome to the show. What it do?
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's up, baby boo?
Hey, what it do, Ricky?
Hey, man.
Hey, Psycho Mike, I was wanting to know, is he like a douche? Is he seen on TV? Is he in person?
I don't think so. I mean, in my opinion, he wasn't. Look, he had the Affliction shirt and the big, huge, like uber expensive watch and cars and all that kind of stuff.
But a lot of people come in like that.
And but he was a really nice guy. He was very happy, very thankful for Drew and I having him on the show. He talked to all the like support staff and stuff, and he brought in a, like a, a couple of underprivileged kids from the Vegas area.
Oh,
he
really?
Didn't talk about, he didn't like grandstand and talk about it on the air. He just like traveled with him out to LA and he's like, oh, I like to, you know, kind of help out some kids. You know,
how young were these girls he was traveling with?
These were boys. And they were, you know,
that's even worse.
They were probably
me?
High school age. I don't know.
Sharing a room or what?
And yeah, look. Look, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The guy with his clothes and his hair and stuff, he's
his specials.
He's riding that douchey fence, but he's an illusionist. What do you want? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was thinking about it.
It's inherent in his job.
What do you want me to do? I mean, if you're the lead singer for Godsmack, you got to wear leather pants. If you're an illusionist, you got to wear, like, kind of a guy liner and the ghoulish stuff.
And the skateboarders we have come in have giant pieces of jewelry.
Right. And they also wear shoestrings for belts because it feeds their job. They don't want belt buckles cutting up their belly when they're skateboarding. And it's all kind of feeds into their line of work.
I think you could be an illusionist and not be douchey. I mean, look at guys like Penn and Teller, for instance. You know, they managed to not have the moose and the affliction.
Listen, I'm not going to go out and defend wearing crystals on your shirt because Chris Angel was a super nice guy. I'm just saying he was a lot nicer and cooler than I would have expected. That's all
right. Is he? Are you going to start texting him and hanging out with him like you do Michael Bolton now? Are you going to be in your inner circle?
Bolt Dog's a whole different level. Bolt Dog's my boy.
All right, Ricky, thanks so much for the call. Let's try James. Is James on line two? Is he our Doto Whisperer?
Yeah,
you, James?
Yes.
No, it's the other James.
Okay.
The Border Patrol James.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Oh, hi, James.
Hey, I talked to Doto, though, still. I talked to Dave and Doto last night.
Where?
And, Doto wants to remake Cribs on Facebook.
What does that even mean? How do you remake Cribs on Facebook?
The Doto Cribs that we made, Bean. Remember the video?
Oh, right. He wants to do another version. I thought you meant redo the show. Okay. All right. Go on.
I had to defend Mike against him because he goes, hey, James. He's like, does Mike make fun bad of me or good of me? And I was like, he's making good fun of you. And he goes, okay. Because he's like, I want to make another one, but with Mike naked.
What?
Doto said that?
I have screenshots of it. I can send it.
Yes, please do.
I definitely will.
Send those. Thank you, James. Hang on.
That is bizarre.
Because it's usually so homophobic.
Yeah.
I know.
Do you think he's moved the knives?
No. I think that's a trap.
Oh.
Because honestly, there's a scene in the original Doto Cribs, and I believe it's still at kevinandbean.com if you search for it. It's worth watching. Where I get in the shower with him, and then I start taking my shirt off and trying to hug him.
And he freaks.
And we had to turn off the cameras because he was going to end it, and he was going to fight me. He was so mad. He was so mad.
Wow, maybe something's happened.
What about when you tried to get a private party in his pants, and he was really turned off by that, too? That doesn't sound like the kind of guy who invites you back naked.
Good point.
Interesting. You should go back.
I don't, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
One more. Let's take Michael calling about last night's very entertaining Monday night game. Hey, Michael, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Yeah, I was talking about the Giants took out Tony Romo last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eli, I don't even know how many points they end up scoring. Did they have 40 or something? I mean, it was crazy, right?
41-35.
Yeah. Eli Manning, I was watching the game last night, and I know we make fun of him, and I know that I kind of go into it with the judgment against him already because he's a little bit retarded. His helmet is so much bigger than everybody else's. What's that about?
Maybe he has a big dome.
Maybe, yeah, big dome, big head.
Maybe, but his helmet is just huge. He looks like an astronaut. It's like he's one of those guys standing on the moon. It was the weirdest thing. And Tony Romo is out till further notice, right? He broke his collarbone or something,
right? 6 to 8 weeks. He broke
his collarbone.
Michael, it's his non-throwing arm, though, isn't it?
Yeah, his non-throwing arm. He landed on his left shoulder.
He's still screwed. That's a broken collarbone. He's
the
done.
The Cowboys. This has got to be... I mean, is it their worst season ever? It's certainly their worst season as long as I can remember.
Yeah, in a long time. Yeah, it's not their worst season ever. There's been atrocious Cowboys.
They had some slow years.
But this is awesome.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, like the Yankees, you always want to see them do really, really well or horribly because there's always extra special levels of drama with that team. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to start hearing about, like, Wade Phillips getting fired. Who's going to replace Romo because he's not cutting it. It's going to get crazy. People are going to start turning on each other. It's going to be awesome.
Well, they certainly, I mean, they scored a lot of points last night, but they were never in the game. I mean, it was a blowout. So thank you very much for the call. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Beach Show, shall we?
You are so dumb. You are really, really dumb. For real.
Come on. I'm just trying to tell the kids what's coming up.
Yeah.
Got a brand new internet roundup. King of Mexico has got some great stuff for this edition. We'll have that for you in about a half an hour or so here on the Kevin Beach Show. Our old friend Tony Hawk is going to be on. We haven't talked to him. God, it's got to be a week since we caught up with Tony, right, Mike?
Really? Yeah. That long?
Yeah.
Seems like an eternity.
There must be a lot to talk about. Yeah.
Well, I don't know where he was Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, for instance. I got to find out. So we'll have Tony on. Also, our old friend Craig Robinson is going to be on today. He, of course, from Hot Tub Time Machine, and he's Daryl on The Office. He's Lisa May's close personal friend.
Oh,
he's going to be in studio talking about his House of Blues show. Live music from the band Neon Trees on the show today. Good little band. Mm-hmm. They do that song called Animal. They'll be playing live for us. Also, a bunch of other stuff that is best a surprise for you. Plus, Ralph Garvin with the Showbiz Beat, and that is going to be next right after this on the Kevin and Bean.
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
Way funnier if they offer up the first name.
They should offer up the first name.
You know what I'm saying.
Just first name.
That was a moment with Lisa May.
It just gets better like wine, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's very strong.
Every time we listen.
Yeah. Very strong. That's going to be, every year, we're getting very dangerously close to the end of the year shows, and we always do the countdown of the top 10 best moments of the year. I think that one's got a real shot at number one this year.
You could win the prize.
That's my automatic nominee for number one.
Is there a prize?
That's number one with a bullet.
There is a prize, and it's treatment for the stroke that you had.
Yeah.
Right then on the air.
It's elocution lessons.
Ralph Garman joins us now for our first look at the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean show. What's going on?
Oh, sad, sad news.
What?
Oh,
what's the problem here?
Alexander Anderson's dead.
I don't know.
Oh Lisa, how dare you?
Bam Anderson?
No, Alexander Anderson. He created the legendary cartoon series Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah!
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Nothing up my sleeve.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Well, you're welcome, Rocky.
Nope.
He invented the characters along with Dudley Do-Right, Crusader Rabbit. Oh, man was a genius.
No! No!
Now he's gone at the age of 90.
No!
So young.
You will be missed, Alexander Anderson.
So young.
What have you been doing for the past 50 years? We all wondered.
Nope.
Speaking of the dead, how about the undead? If you're in your hometown today and you're going about your business, you know, stopping by the Jiffy Lube, maybe picking up some bread and milk at the local Quickie Mart.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. And you see some zombies walking around. Don't go into your immediate zombie plan. Don't barricade yourself inside Costco and start stocking up on shotgun shelves. Because apparently it is all just a publicity stunt for the upcoming drama series The Walking Dead over there on AMC. Which is getting tremendous buzz, by the way.
Hell yeah.
To promote it, they are sending hundreds of zombies to walk around in various cities around the world. In North America, they're going to be apparently on the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City. They're going to get their ass kicked. the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., 24 other cities around the world. Wrapping up here locally in Los Angeles, where the series premiere will be held in Hollywood. The show premieres Sunday night, October the 31st, appropriately, Halloween night. I'm just saying, if you see any zombies, don't panic.
Okay.
It's not the beginning.
Good to know.
It does seem like zombies are hotter now than any time they've been since the 1950s.
I agree. The Walking Dead, by the way, very popular comic book series that this TV series is based on. And it was one of the things everybody was talking about at Comic-Con this year. Yeah. Apparently, they have just done an amazing job with it. Well, AMC is just a great place to find original dramas now with Mad Men and Rubicon and all the other stuff they got going on. Breaking Bad.
The director of the Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah, Frank Darabont apparently is involved in directing and producing this project. So, good stuff. Congratulations to star of Army Wives, Sally Pressman, and her longtime boyfriend, star of Cougar Town, David Rogers. Apparently, they are engaged. People will be invited to the wedding, but only those who know what either of those two TV series are.
So Lisa's going.
Yeah, Lisa's going, I'm invited. Then two other people, I think, who watch Army Wives and or Cougar Town.
Cougar Town has actually gotten better this season.
Oh, stop.
That's what everybody says.
No.
Critics like it now.
No. What are the top 10 movie-themed Halloween costumes for this weekend? Interesting list. It comes from Fandango, the movie website. For the gentleman, it's Harry Potter. He's still a perennial favorite. Mark Zuckerberg from Social Network, apparently getting 3% of the vote at number 9. He was
Jesse
Eisenberg's costume. In that, this is for grown-up dudes, so this is not for kids, obviously. Perseus from Clash of the Titans. Release the Kraken! Number 7, Woody from Toy Story. Number 6, Shrek. Number 5, Psycho Mike, I think I have your Halloween costume this year.
Okay. What is it?
Machete.
No! Oh, that's awesome.
Machete.
Machete.
There you go. Come on. Just put on like a vest and carry a machete around.
This is machete.
I would love to be able to rock the leather vest with no shirt. I've always wanted to do that. Now is my excuse.
Machete.
Machete.
Just have to find Jessica Alba to ride you like a polo pony.
And Steven Seagal.
He knows the score. He gets the women. And he kills the bad guys.
Steven Seagal to say, that's right, S.A.
Machete. This is Machete.
I can't wait for the sequel to that film. Machete kills.
Machete.
This
is Machete.
Machete kills again. That's going to be the third one in the trilogy, so I'm looking forward to
machete.
That.
Machete.
What was that? I'm funny. Jigsaw, number 4th on the list. We're 4th on the list.
Don't you like the bad guy?
That's Kevin's Jigsaw impression. 3rd, Kick-Ass.
Oh.
Comic book character played by Aaron Johnson in the feature film. Apparently a very popular costume for the fellows this year. Number 2, the Mad Hatter. Johnny Depp's portrayal of that character in Alice in Wonderland. Any guess on what number 1 is? For men this year, going to Halloween parties, what are they dressing up as?
Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville and the Pucano. No. Iron Man.
Nice.
Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man. For the ladies, it's always so much easier for the ladies, by the way. Halloween time to put on a sexy, cool costume. Number 10, Medusa.
And the snakes in the hair.
Exactly. Yeah. Number 9, Salt. Angelina Jolie's character in Salt. What's that? Just like a black leather cat suit? I guess you just run around?
Do it, ladies. Do it.
The Mad Hatter for the ladies. Also a very popular choice at number 8. Neytiri. Neytiri from Avatar.
Oh, okay.
7th on the list. Princess Fiona from Shrek Forever After was 6th on the list. Bellatrix Lestrange.
From Harry Potter.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Gallows, 5th on the list. Hit Girl, Chloe Moretz's character, was 4th on the list. Barbie from Toy Story 3 was 2nd. The Red Queen, the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland, was number 2. And number 1 was Alice herself, Alice in Wonderland from the popular TV, or movie rather, Alice in Wonderland. That's an interesting list. Because I know Alice in Wonderland was a big hit, but I didn't think it was a big hit with adults. But apparently it is. Rob Pattinson.
Bam Anderson?
No, Rob Pattinson. One of the biggest stars in the world. And you know, he's an accomplished musician, too.
That's right.
He loves his guitar.
Yeah. It's his only friend.
It's his only friend. Simon Cowell offered him a very lucrative recording deal, according to Rob Pattinson.
Rob Pattinson?
but he turned it down.
Really?
Robert Pattinson said he is selfish with his music and doesn't think others would get his unique brand of art.
Okay, time out.
He's just going to hold on to it. He's going to keep it to himself, and he's not going to accept that multi-million dollar recording deal Simon Cowell offered him. Just going to keep it to himself. Because it's for him. His art is just for him.
And I feel like Simon Cowell has great instincts in that a Rob Pattinson song, if it were just decent, would sell a lot of copies just from Crazy Twitch Hearts.
Even if it was crap, millions of girls around the world under 16 would buy it no matter what.
Of course. Yeah. But he wants to keep his art to himself because he doesn't think everybody would get it. Do you have a clip from his single? Maybe he was going to put out there.
I do, as a matter of fact. And this is a surprise
to me,
right? He wouldn't want to share this with the world because I think it's got real potential. Why not? Release that to the world.
I think we'd all appreciate his unique brand of art. And this is a great story. Apparently, not all went as planned at the Russell Brand Katy Perry wedding. They were having their big reception, and apparently there was a wedding crasher. There was an uninvited guest who showed up at the reception. A large male Bengal tiger
Okay.
was attracted to the sound and lights of the party and wandered into the reception.
Mm.
According to witnesses, coming within about 50 feet of Sean Diddy Combs.
Would that be the best story ever?
If P. Diddy got eaten by a tiger, it would be the greatest story ever.
Now, they had the wedding at a tiger reserve.
They
it's
did.
Not as odd as it sounds like. They weren't at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan
no.
when this occurred. If I mean, they were in the vicinity of tigers.
Right.
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? In the middle of a wildlife reserve that caters to tigers and the like, you can't be surprised when one upsets your party a little bit. This particular cat, by the way, has killed three locals in the past year.
Dude.
And the sad part of the story for me, because I love tigers, four bodyguards apparently beat the male tiger into submission.
Oh.
And then it was carried away.
You don't...
Good times.
Okay. If you're on, like, a tiger reserve, don't you just have trank darts handy?
I guess.
Like, why beat
it? Seems like
tigers?
They could have been better prepared for a tiger.
It must have been puffy security, right?
Yeah. Maybe close the door.
That's another excellent point.
I believe it was a tented event, Lisa. I don't think.
Well, that seems like a bad idea.
Close the tent door.
In a tiger reserve.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak is 64 years old today. 64. That's pretty good for 64.
He does.
How long has he been doing that damn Wheel of Fortune show?
He has no stress. Why shouldn't he look
That's
good?
True, yeah.
He does.
He works 3 months out of the year.
Makes a fortune.
How long has he been doing that show?
Over 25 years, because it's been...
Gotta be, right?
As far back as I can remember.
What a sweet, sweet gig. Musician Bootsy Collins...
Yeah!
...celebrates his 59th birthday today. Rita Wilson, talented actress and wife to Tom Hanks, is 54. Actor Dylan McDermott is 49. Actor Cary Elwes, speaking of the Saw franchise, he is 48 years old. Tom Cavanaugh. Remember Ed? Remember that TV show on Ed? I love that Ed. And then he was on Scrubs playing Zach Braff's...
Brother
on that show. Very, very talented guy. 42 years old today. John Heder from Napoleon Dynamite celebrates his 33rd birthday. And actor, writer, genius Seth MacFarlane celebrates his 37th birthday today. I want to give my other boss a big shout out today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock. For the first time ever, K-Rock has given away VIP front-of-the-line passes for Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. Get all those details at krock.com. Won't you please enjoy? It is 6:07. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll talk to Tony Hawk coming up later this hour, and the great Craig Robinson is going to be joining us next hour, too. How did the discussion about the cough syrup even come up last week, Ralph? I don't even remember.
Good question. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Dippin' on some scissors. Dippin' on some scissors. The bean's hooked on the scissor.
I'm not hooked on it so
scissor?
Much as somebody.
Yeah.
Come on, Lisa. You're in the 3-6 mafia. You know. Somebody, somehow it came up that somebody mentioned cough syrup, and I think I just piped up like I do. I said, I enjoy cough syrup.
I drink it as a treat. I love it so much. It tastes so delicious.
That happens.
I just drink it just as a treat. I don't even have to have a cold. I just drink it. And we all said, what?
Is this the kind that makes you loopy?
That's what I think. I think Bean is a closet huffer. That's what the problem is.
No, it's like, I've gotten hooked on NyQuil before.
Cleaning solvents up the nose and then just guzzling cough syrup to get a load on. Oh, I don't drink. I don't do drugs. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not hooked on NyQuil, but it's my favorite. I mean, I like it. I definitely prefer it over the DayQuil. There's no question
it's
got a little kick. It
totally loops you.
Not to mention, it tastes like ass.
Yeah.
That's why the problem with this whole conversation is no one's buying that you're drinking cough syrup because it's so delicious you can't resist.
Okay, this is what caught my attention when you and Kevin agreed on that, because I have never had a discussion with anybody about cough syrup, but I just assumed, you know, you think you're like everybody else. I just assumed that everybody loves the taste of cough syrup because cough syrup is delicious.
Time out. You should, first of all, never assume you're like everybody else. That's the first flaw in your logic. And second of all, cough syrup is not delicious. They flavor the crap out of it just so you can get it down. That's the best case scenario
with
cough syrup.
Just to tolerate it, yeah.
Right. They put a flavor in it just so that you can get a spoonful down, because it really does not taste good. Compared to all the other things you can drink for their taste, cough syrup is at the absolute bottom of the list.
Well, look, I love the flavor of cherry, for instance, and the cherry NyQuil is my favorite. And it also, you know, has a great consistency, and it seems like it's packed with sugar. I don't know if it is or not, but it seems like it is. It tastes like it is. It's that sweet, and I just think it's delicious. Now, I don't, you know, sit down with a bottle of it and, you know, pour it out and drink it or anything like that.
No, but wait.
But
I'll
take a swig on fairly regularly. I'll stop by the old medicine cabinet and take a swig.
Just because?
Oh, yeah, because it tastes good. If it you lasts.
I mean, like, why don't you get cherry ice cream or something?
Right. I mean, I like that, too.
Okay, but it's...
You're looking for cherry
flavoring. It has to be at the very bottom of the cherry-flavored stuff.
Right. Just get cherry syrup. Just drink the cherry syrup.
It's medicine. You don't just go swig medicine.
Yes. That's a great point, Ralph. Get grenadine.
Yeah,
drink
even better.
Grenadine.
Exactly.
By the way, if you'd like to have my back, please call
1-800-520-1067.
I guarantee there are people out there who also enjoy the taste of cough syrup.
I guarantee there are people who drink cough syrup to get a buzz on.
Okay,
but you claim that is not your...
That's not it at all.
But it happens. There's no way you're drinking that and it doesn't happen.
It does not affect me like that. I just like the taste of it.
When you're a junkie for years, I guess the effect wears off.
Right.
But here's the other thing. It's not always convenient to carry around a bottle of Scissorup.
Scissorup, by the way.
Scissorup.
I know that cracked you guys up last week. So I also, now this is frequent. This is every week. I bought, when I'm at the, you know, the 7-Eleven getting my Big Gulp on, I'll also buy Halls. I'll buy the Halls, you know, the lozenges.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of, you know, instead of gum or instead of hard candy or something like that, I'll just pop a Halls. Just keep them in my car because
why?
I enjoy the flavor. Because they taste good.
No, they don't.
They're powerful mentholated sinus opening drugs.
And they may taste okay to you, but they don't taste good in comparison to a Werther's or a Jolly Rancher,
right,
which is also at your local 7-Eleven.
You're not choosing Halls over candies.
I kind of am, though. I really do enjoy them that much, and I have my whole life, and they're cool and refreshing, too.
Oh, my God.
You know, it reminds me of why we got this conversation started, talking about the scissor, is that somebody in one of our bands we play, not Scissorup, was hydrocodone cough syrup. He got hooked on it because he had pneumonia or something, and he had to get weaned off of it at, like, a rehab.
Oh, I could totally see that, yeah.
Dude, down south, the rappers prefer scissor to, like, real drugs. That's a big problem.
The codon cough syrup with like Sprite or something like that. That's
mix it with Sprite. You make scissor. DJ Screw died from it. It's legit.
I don't like the scissor.
Wait, I have to mix it with Sprite? Seems like that would
you
cut
have to get
the intensity of it.
Time out, Dick. It's not NyQuil. You got to get pharmaceutical grade hydrocodone cough syrup.
Yeah.
Then you mix it with Sprite. That's the purple drink. That's a scissor.
That does sound pretty good, actually. That does sound good. All right. Well, we have Jeff on the line. He does mix it with Sprite. I don't think that's what we're looking for. I think so far we haven't found anyone else who
enjoys cough syrup. No, we haven't. You know why? Because it doesn't taste better than other stuff you can drink for taste.
But it's there, and it's convenient, and
it's convenient. You have to go into the bathroom, into the medicine chest, get the childproof cap off your NyQuil, and then start guzzling it.
Why do you put it there? Put it in the kitchen cabinet. Apparently, it's just one more food group.
Put it in the bar. Serve it on rocks to friends.
It's in the pantry. Okay. I keep it in the pantry.
My point is that it may taste good to you. It may be convenient, but so is a soda.
So is chocolate milk.
A Pop-Tart. So is the chocolate milk.
Well,
so
he's eating all that,
a
too.
A million things that taste a million times better and aren't medicine.
But the other thing I like about it is that you drink it and it doesn't just – it's not like most drinks where you swallow and then it's gone. It kind of lingers. It kind of coats your throat and your tongue and your mouth and everything.
I'll coat your throat.
and that way you kind of have it. It kind of lasts for a while, which is kind of neat. That's why you don't need to drink a whole bunch of it. You just drink a little bit here and there and you still get it. You know, it still sticks with you. All right. I think I got my backer. I think it's going to be Joe and it's going to be line 6. And you're going to see I'm not alone. Hey, Joe. Thanks for calling, man. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's up?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, so, yeah, I used to, I used to take Lunesta in order to go to sleep, but my insurance changed, so I couldn't afford it anymore, so I actually had to start drinking NyQuil instead. And so I kind of associated sleep with NyQuil, and I ended up actually really enjoying the taste of NyQuil.
Well, it's because it's yummy. But you know what? It doesn't make me sleepy. It doesn't affect me like that. I just like the taste of it. You're drinking it to actually go to sleep.
You're medicating.
Right?
You're medicating with it. And you happen to enjoy the taste after a while. Bean's drinking it for the taste like it's a cocktail.
Yeah. And you also associate it with something positive, like mood altering, you know? Like smokers learn to like the taste of cigarettes.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate
it. So, once again, no one is like Bean. That's the point of our story.
Except for Ryan on line 7, who is like me because he drinks it all the time. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Help me out here, buddy.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I drink cough syrup as much as I can, honestly. The Hall stuff, the cherry. Cherry is the best, I agree.
Uh-huh. Cherry's the best.
Yeah.
Cherry's the best with the Hall cough drop, too, man. I will double up.
It's it's an explosion in your mouth, am I right?
Oh,
it is. And refreshing is the right word, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
And you get no buzz from the NyQuil.
Not really. I mean, what if you could drink like two or three bottles of it, but you can't even buy two or three bottles of it. They won't let you.
Because it's medicine.
Because it's too good.
So why do you drink it all the time, Ryan?
It's not all the time. Daily, yes.
Yeah, sometimes you're a junkie, Ryan. That's the difference.
You are, and he knows you can't buy three bottles at a time because he's tried.
Because I tried, man. I need it.
It can't be unhealthy if it's medicine.
That's true.
Exactly. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what people say about Vicodin.
Thank you very much for the call, and I win. It's first, though, time for the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
We spend our lives scouring the internet for the best videos so that you don't have to. You can go to one easy-to-find location. The Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup is at kevinandbean.com or krock.com. And not only will you find today's Internet Roundup videos, but you will also see a link at the bottom of the page to every Internet Roundup for 2010. So anything that you might have missed throughout the year, you get a chance to catch up on. And we're going to start with, the Four Loko. It's not an official commercial, I don't think. I think it's just guys singing about it. And this Four Loko, if you haven't tried it, this is a caffeinated energy drink, basically, that also has alcohol in it. And a lot of alcohol.
A lot.
So you have to be like 18 to buy this energy drink?
You have to be 21.
Yes. 21,
right. 12% alcohol, which, is crazy. I mean, that's crazy alcohol.
Yeah, content. Regular beer is like 5.5.
Right.
Unbelievable.
And it because it has so much caffeine in it, it has like 5 times the caffeine of like a Red Bull or something like that, you don't even realize how fast you are getting that drunk. I mean, it is crazy. I mean, people end up in the hospital as a result of this Four Loko. There's a movement in this country now to ban it in some states. That's how popular it is, and that's why our advice is to stock up now. But here's a little bit of the young man singing about this great new drink, Four Loko. King of Mexico, by the way, wants to do a Four Loko show where we all drink it throughout the day to see how that goes.
Oh, my God.
But you got to check out the video. No one has ever enjoyed a beverage more than these guys. Benny Hinn, one of our favorite of all these revivalist preachers, he's the guy that goes and has the, the big, he'll sell out a 15,000-seat room, and people will show up, and they'll want to be healed, and he touches them, and they fall to the floor, and then all of a sudden they're healed. They don't have the cancer anymore. They can walk. Well, some genius, I don't know the guy's name, but he put a Benny Hinn act to the song Bodies, and wait to hear. I mean, you're not going to be able to. You got to see the video to really appreciate how cool it looks. But here's a little bit of that Benny Hinn video. And every time you hear that, you'll see people just falling to the floor, overcome with the power of the Holy Spirit. It's amazing. Of course, none of us are going to be sad when the campaign commercials end and the debates. And every time you turn on any TV or radio station, it's everybody bitching about what we're supposed to be doing on Tuesday, Election Day. Well, the New Mexico lieutenant governor is running for governor in that state. And she had a little bit of a slip up in her recent debate that we captured for you in the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup. She was trying to say big fat bonuses, and here's what came out.
I used that money for luxury cars, and I took border security funds to protect our borders and gave big fat boners.
Yes.
And had no idea that she even said it, but you have to see the video. It's very funny. Our man, Antoine Johnson, hide your kids, hide your
Antoine wife. Antoine Dodson.
Dodson, yeah. Sorry. He has figured out a way to parlay that into a little bit of extra fame. You know, he made a lot of money off his iTunes song, the auto-tune remix of his news appearance. But Antoine is back now. He is a pitch man for a new sex offender tracker app. Check it out.
Are you still hiding your kids, hiding your wives, and hiding your husbands? Well, help is on the way. Antoine Dyson here for the revolutionary sex offender tracker app.
Oh, my God.
Makes perfect. A lot of sense. He seems like a good guy to, sure. You know, to advertise that product. Of course, Miley Cyrus fans know that she's done with Hannah Montana. This is the last season, and Disney is scrambling around looking for the new replacement for Hannah Montana, and they may have found one with actor Joe Montana. I wouldn't have expected that would have been their choice, but listen up.
Watch the adventures of a seemingly ordinary teenage girl who has a secret life as veteran film and TV actor Joe Montana.
Hannah, why do you need to leave school for 2 months?
Gee, Mrs. Wangerholt. I'm shooting a movie in Vancouver where I whack a guy in the mafia. Duh.
He's a great actor. And that's a Funny or Die video. You can find it at the Kevin Amin Internet Roundup. I didn't get a chance to watch it. I still have it on my DVR. But Comedy Central had a big night of too many stars the other night. They were all raising money for autism. And Sarah Silverman did the funniest thing. We've seen her in concert. You know how crazy she is. I mean, she is daring when she gets up there on stage and tries crazy stuff. Well, her 5-minute sketch involved her receiving an award, the Sarah Silverman Autism Award, and she had a fantastic appearance and a very, very funny acceptance speech. Listen up.
All the Jews that work so pushily and good with money-ish on my behalf. Leonard Maltin, you are my world. Thank you for being my rock. And Richard Roper cannot hold a candle to you as a film critic or as an lover.
Leonard Maltin is about 60 or so, and she was sitting with him in the audience and was making out with him when she went up, left her seat to go up on stage. It was very, very funny. Definitely have to check that out. Two more on this week's Kevin Amin Internet Roundup. Of course, our friend Jimmy Kimmel, Sarah's ex, does a very popular feature on his ABC Late Night Show called This Week in Unnecessary Censorship. No beeps are necessary in any of these sentences, but when he adds the beep, it makes it feel like you're listening to something awfully dirty.
It's This Week in Unnecessary Censorship.
The lengths Lindsay Lohan will go to f*** some c***.
Can we do this?
Yes, we can!
Are you f***ed up and ready to go?
What's the easiest thing someone can do to really piss off your wife?
F*** her face.
If you're gay and you want to f*** your c***, why not?
Diving deep, looking for c*** with Katie Heigl.
I love c***.
Wow.
Again, unnecessary censorship. Yeah. I don't know whose job it is over there to put that together every week, but they do an amazing job. And finally, our friend Zach Galifianakis, who does that internet series called Between Two Ferns, which is just one of the most hilarious things you'll ever see. It's where he sits down and interviews big stars. We played something from the Bruce Willis one last week, and he asks them uncomfortable questions. Well, here's a clip of Zach Galifianakis. He's the guy being interviewed this time, and he's doing a press junket for his new movie called, what's it called, Lisa? You saw it. A funny thing happened?
It's kind of a funny story.
Kind of a funny story. So he sits down with this reporter from a station in Texas who all of a sudden goes between two ferns on Zach, and Zach finds himself on the receiving end of the crazy questions.
Compare and contrast this film with all the other films that have been made.
With all the other films that have been made?
Well, yes, more specifically.
I don't think I understand your question. Compare and contrast this film with...
Well, I didn't bring a list of films, but I don't know. Wizard of Oz, Sling Blade, Lost. I guess that's kind of known as more of a TV show now.
You want me to compare this movie to The Wizard of Oz?
No.
it just goes on like that, and it's so funny. You can see all these videos plus every video from the Kevin Amin Internet Roundup for the year 2010. Just go to KevinAmin.com.
Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Hey, it's the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Thanks for listening. 640.
Tony Hawk, pro skater before he could drive, winner of 9 X Game gold medals, holder of the best win record in pro skating, and star of one of the most renowned and successful video game series of all time.
Hawk has stacked up the difficulty factor from start to now.
My career in skating has lasted so long because I continue to challenge myself. The fact that you can skate in your own style and create your own way is why I've been doing it for so long. That's what I love about it.
I've had about 15, 20 concussions. Knocked out my front teeth, 2 knee surgeries on each knee, and broke my elbow here. I got a couple screws in it.
Tony comes back, setting up. He gets a good setup there, and he lands it. Standing up, no squat.
He is the innovator of so many different tricks. Gymnastics has its Nadia, but skateboarding.
Tony Hawk Shred, available in stores today for Wii, PS3, Xbox. Great to have the great Tony Hawk back on the show on the Kevin and Bean program. It's been like a week since we talked to you, Tony. How you been, man?
Oh, I've been amazing. I actually won the Nobel Prize since then.
Congratulations. I didn't know that. Busy. That's great news. We had John a little while ago talking about that big, it was almost a night of 1,000 stars. You had a bunch of your friends out there for a charity event last weekend, I guess it was. How'd that turn out for you?
Much bigger than I anticipated, to be honest. It was crazy. Like, Jane's Addiction played. David Beckham was there. Patrick Dempsey. A slew of celebs. And I didn't even see half of them because I was just running around the whole time.
All celebrities know each other, don't they? I mean, essentially, that's how it works. Even if you've never met a guy like David Beckham before, you guys can go up to each other and hang out and talk to each other just because you're celebrities, right?
Yeah, there's a few that are on that level, though, where it's like, once he was there, everyone knew it. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, he's here. Oh, we have to go get him to meet you. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
You're on the caliber where it's like, there's this sort of buzz that resonates through the place.
Absolutely. Do you ever get starstruck, even though you meet a lot of people? Is there anybody that you are like, oh my god, I can't believe I'm hanging out with fill in the blank?
I met the president. I felt like that then, yes.
That's pretty impressive. Has he ever skateboarded?
I don't know. He's from Hawaii, right? So I would think he surfed or skated or something.
Yeah, interesting. Wow. Is that a photo you have hanging in your house, you and the prez?
I have it in my iPhoto library.
Well, we talked to you briefly about Shred before it came out, but today is the official day that it's unleashed into stores?
Today. It drops today.
And why is this the most awesome skateboarding game ever?
Because it's so interactive. You stand on the board and you actually control the action. You don't have to know how to skate. The moves are pretty subtle. The action is huge. Like every stunt in there is really big. You know, jumping over lakes and grinding telephone wires and things that we all wish we could do if we could stand the human pressure of it. We put a warning in this one too because I felt like if you make a board controller, it could be used as more than just a skateboard.
Oh, yeah, of course. Skateboarding and snowboarding the same game. That's awesome. Now, isn't it amazing, this technology, that we're at the point now where you can just barely move a muscle in your leg and see that reflected up on the screen? I mean, it's crazy what they're doing.
It's crazy. And to be honest, that's why I'd waited to do a concept like this, because in the past, it just would have been clunky and weird. And, you know, it would have taken like a whole sort of geriatric rig to figure out how to stand up on something. And now, you can just use everything as motion sensing. It's wireless. It's Bluetooth. It's crazy.
Are you interested in kind of keeping the limitations of what a human can do in a game like this, or is it okay if somebody skateboards 100 feet into the air when they're playing?
I say why make it as hard as real skateboarding? You know, make it so it's you can go into that fantastical sort of experience if you want to, or you can skate, you know, in a real sense as well. Like, I give you the option. Let's put it that way.
Did you work on making it more? Did you work on mimicking real skating? For instance, like some of the music games, they don't compare to really playing the guitar or really playing the drums. Does this have any semblance to actually being on a skateboard?
Yeah, it's definitely. I'd say this: the motions that it takes to throw into tricks are, you know, they're subtle, but they're similar in movement.
Right.
And those that's how I used my input. You know, what feels intuitively right as a skater to set these tricks into motion. But the way, and also the animations. That's what I'm big on. I want to make sure the animations, the way the guy does a trick, looks real. It looks like you're really watching someone on TV doing it.
Yeah. We're talking to our friend Tony Hawk here on the Kevin and Bean Show about Shred, his new game that is out in stores today for Wii, PlayStation 3, also the Xbox. Hey, how long is your latest book, How Did I Get Here? How long has that been out, Tony?
Oh, since, this month it was released.
Oh, because I remember Hawk, I guess, was the name of the first one. I remember the autobiography, but this is different. This is a little bit more about the business side of Tony Hawk. Is that right?
Yeah, this is kind of what's happened since then, since that autobiography was released. And a lot of it is, you know, how I've maintained doing this for a living, but also maintained, you know, the credibility and the authenticity all throughout, like doing video games and doing clothing licenses and random, like, film projects. And you know, it's more like it's a bit of a how to break into our industry or how to stay authentic, but mostly funny stories, you know, like Tom Cruise's house.
Right, yeah. And it must be so weird for you, Tony. I mean, let's face it, you're incredibly talented, but you've also been very blessed. And I'm sure there was a lot of time where you thought, man, I can't believe I'm able to make a living in these sports that I love so much. And then I bet there was a little bit of, hey, once I start to slow down or get a little bit older, what's going to happen to me? I mean, the fact is you've always kind of had your sight on the end of your career and what you were going to do to continue it and to stay relevant, to stay active. And I think that's probably something that a lot of people could use a lesson like that. And they're coming up.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I've tried to, you know, position myself and my products and things so that I will be able to do this sort of from behind the scenes eventually. But at the same time, like, I wouldn't feel right about putting pictures of me skating out there if I'm not really actually doing it. So it's a fine line.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you one more thing, Tony. I don't think I've ever brought this up before. When I see all these news stories about other athletes that dominate their sports, guys like Tiger Woods and now more recently guys like Brett Favre that get in trouble with the ladies when they're out there being professionals, how is it you've been able to stay so clean? What's the secret there to resist? I mean, I'm serious about this. I mean, I would imagine that would be an incredibly difficult temptation to fight.
Genitalia pictures, for the most part.
I mean, I guess, you know, I look at guys like Brett Favre and Tiger Woods, and I go, they're like you. They have this huge industry, and they're so, you know, their name is their brand, and they somehow screw it up just because they're human. But it seems like something like that has never touched you.
I'm definitely, you know, I'm definitely human, and I'm just as full of as anyone. I never tried to present anything else.
Well, have always been a friend of the Kevin Bean Show. We always love talking to you, man. Tony Hawk, Shred in stores today. The book is out, too, called How Did I Get Here? The Ascent of an Unlikely CEO, and that is available everywhere. Tony, great to catch up with you, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right, thanks, guys.
Don't forget, K-Rock's Bleed It Out Blood Drive is happening Thursday, Universal Studios Hollywood from 6A to 3P. Tons of prizes for everyone who stops by and donates. And I believe our own Ralph Garman is going to be down there, if I'm right about that.
I will be there broadcasting live.
And you can get your details at krock.com. It is 6:57. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Always excited to welcome our friend Craig Robinson from The Office. He's on his way in here next. I think his birthday was yesterday, Ralph.
Yes.
So who knows what kind of shape Craig is going to be in today.
That's true.
So anyway, that's coming up. The paparazzi seemed very eager to get to something, so let's let
somebody
that happen.
Somebody is out there on the red carpet. I don't know who's there, but they won a lot of shots. Turns out that Paramount Pictures...
So pleased with the behavior of, not the behavior, but the results for the Jackass 3D movie.
As well they should be.
Yeah, $50 million in its opening weekend. Everyone was shell-shocked when that film did as well as it did on its opening weekend. So Paramount Pictures, according to the Daily Star, has ordered at least 4 sequels to Jackass 3D. They want at least 4 more films out of the Jackass crew.
Well, someone will die then.
Yeah, because they're going to keep trying to top themselves, and eventually, you know, death will result.
Yeah.
Steve-O said, I thought our glory days were over. And yeah, you do worry about fading into obscurity a little bit, but I can't believe how things have turned out both for me and for Jackass. Insiders say the stars, each of the crew, have been offered $2 million per subsequent film that they do in the Jackass series. So,
dude,
they could make a nice little chunk of change. 4 pucanos and giant hands full of flour. So they got that going for them.
There is a screenwriter out there trying to figure out how to take his own life.
Yeah. Not ideal. Hey, Rihanna's in the news.
Yeah.
She loves Glee. Unlike Omar, loves Glee and would love to be on the show.
That would be great.
I think so, too. She said it would be fun to appear in the program, and she would undoubtedly lend out her songs if the producers asked. So an open invitation. Open invitation from Rihanna to the producers of Glee. Bring her on. Speaking of which, Star Magazine reports that Rihanna's a kind of a jealous gal, and it's putting a little crimp in her relationship with her boyfriend, Los Angeles Dodger Matt Kemp. According to the magazine, she thought Kemp was texting one of his exes, and so she checked his cell phone.
Uh-oh.
Behavior like that can get a bitch hit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
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 They had a huge fight about it, and now she says she regrets it.
What did she find out? Was he texting an ex-girlfriend?
As much as she regrets checking Chris Brown's phone.
Now, Mike, I heard your enthusiasm for Matt Kemp there. Are you cheating on Andre Ethier? What's going on here? I thought you had a one true love on the Dodgers.
Oh, no. I mean, above all, I love the great Mexican-French prince of the desert, Andre Ethier. I want to make sweet love to him.
He's your number one.
All so. Dodgers have a special place in my boner.
The fresh prince of the desert?
French Mexican prince of the desert.
Oh, okay.
Because he's French and Mexican and from the great desert town of somewhere, Arizona.
You know a lot about your favorite guy. It's Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores. Let's see what's available today. Back to the Future, the 25th anniversary trilogy on Blu-ray. Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson. 25 years ago, they got in that DeLorean, went back to 1955. Back in time. Oh. Yeah, huh?
Gotta go back in time.
Marty, we have to go back in time before Kevin was born, because he's a douchebag.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that at all.
Gosh, Doc, you're right.
Sex in the City 2. Starring Sarah Jessica Parker?
Oh. No.
Kim Cattrall?
Lisa, you going to own it?
Nope.
You going to buy it?
Kristen, no.
Really?
Davis.
Oh. Yeah.
And you don't... excuse me. You don't know...
Oh, you need some cough drops?
I do. I need some syrup. You don't know Jack, the award-winning HBO movie about Jack Krivorkin, starring Al Pacino and Susan Sarandon. It's available on DVD today if you haven't seen it. And Jack likes his costumers and his makeup people. We know that from his Emmy award-winning speech. I'm Ralph Garman. Oh, we didn't do birthdays yet, did we? We're out of time. Let me just give you some of the highlights. Pat Sajak of Wheel of Fortune celebrates his birthday today. Bootsy Collins having a birthday. Rita Wilson. Carrie Elwes. Tom Cavanaugh. Seth MacFarlane from The Family Guy. And John Heder, Napoleon Dynamite, all have a birthday today on October 26th. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Yes. Dramarama. Yes. On 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q, it is 7:08. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Craig Robinson from The Office and the Hot Tub Time Machine furiously driving toward the Kevin and Bean Show right now. We hope he will join us in about 10 minutes or so. First, though, we're going to talk about the band Kiss. Back in the news, our friend Gene Simmons.
Kiss? Are you kidding?
No.
God. I love Kiss.
No one loves Kiss. Paul Stanley is sick of Kiss.
Whoa! Don't diss the star child.
Hey, don't get me wrong, all right? I like to rock and roll all night. Part of every day.
Party every day. Rock and roll all night. Party every day.
I like to rock and roll part of every day.
Party every day.
I usually have errands. I can rock and roll from like 1 to 3.
Well, you can see the confusion there. Gene Simmons back in the news as he always is. Joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Gene, how are you, man?
Good morning, everybody.
Whoa, what's going on? Gene, where are you? What's all that racket?
I'm in a hospital here in Southern California. I don't know if you guys read in the news, but I took a little bit of a spill yesterday.
Yeah, I did. I saw that on TMZ. By the way, can you move a little bit away from the equipment so we can hear you?
Paul, can you move me away from the equipment? There you go. Thank you.
Paul Stanley is there in the hotel room with you?
He's hanging out with me, making sure that he supports me.
Well, I did see on TMZ that you were in the hospital briefly, or I guess still are, for dehydration. Is that right?
Exactly right. I was tremendously dehydrated from all the traveling and all the different things that I was doing for promotion for KissApocalypse and KissArmy.com and Kiss Anthology and the Kiss Casket and the Kiss Golf Clubs and the Kiss Surfboard and the Kiss RV. And
that's a lot. That's a lot
Kiss
of merchandise.
Sunset and the Kiss it's slave labor and all the different things that we're promoting right now. And no big deal, really. The dehydration was not the matter at hand. It was the spill that I took because of the dehydration gave me a huge gash on my head, and they needed to fill that up and stitch it up. And Lisa May, speaking of huge gashes, I need
to be filled. All right, listen.
So I'm just here in the hospital getting some vital fluids. Lisa May, I have a vital fluid for you.
Vital fluids. Yeah.
By the way, Lisa May, I hear you traveled down south recently.
I went to Mexico.
Did you enjoy your vacation?
I did.
You know, I've been interested in traveling down south on you for a long time.
Okay, listen, Gene, if we can turn our attention away
from
Lisa.
Did you enjoy the traditional Mexican cuisine while you were there?
Which is what?
I was asking you a question.
Yes, I did.
Okay, did you bring me back a fish taco?
Of course I did, Gene.
Giggity.
Okay. Listen, Gene, the reason we wanted to have you on, assuming that you're feeling okay, is you have been making quite a few headlines because the group of guys known as Anonymous that took down your website, you are lashing back out at. Now, I guess they are angry. Do I have this right? They're angry at you because of you've been saying that all file sharers should be arrested and thrown in prison. Is that right?
It's true. It's theft. It's the destruction of a business. I don't know. If someone was to steal products from a Walmart or a Target or steal products from Coca-Cola and then give them away for free, there'd be a problem. I don't see why it's any different for my business. And
okay.
Even though they like to keep their lips sealed about their identities, believe me, I'll get to the bottom of this. And Lisa May, speaking of sealed lips.
Okay.
And bottoms.
So they took your website down, and then you put out a statement that says, our legal team and the FBI have been on the case, and we have found a few, shall we say, adventurous young people who feel they are above the law. They will be punished. They may find their little butts in jail right next to someone who's been there for years and is looking for a new girlfriend. This is what Gene Simmons says in his official press release. We will soon be printing their names and pictures. We will find you. You cannot hide. Stay tuned.
When it comes to cowards like this, you've got to get right to the belly of the beast. Lisa May, I'd like to make some belly pancakes.
Oh, Gene. Really? In the hospital?
So you're going to track down the people that took your website down. You're going to have them arrested. You're going to prosecute them. And then your plan is to shame them publicly.
That's right. I not only shame them publicly, take them to court, sue their asses. And believe me, when I take these crooks to court, there'll be no doubt in the heads of the people who enter into the jury box. Lisa May, speaking of heads entering entering the box.
Come on, Gene. Are you even trying at this point?
All you have to do is harken back to the state of Maryland versus Sanchez, a copyright infringement case back in 1998. It was the state of Maryland versus this group of lawyers, one of them being named Sanchez. Lisa May, speaking of Sanchez, I got a dirty one for you.
Okay, Gene, come on.
Hi, I'm Craig Robinson. Let's get sexy.
Can I have some booty?
I want to have an honest moment. How many people here, this is your first time tonight seeing a black man in real life clapping hands if this is your first time?
Excuse me. I met my wife in kindergarten. We got married senior year, and she has been the queen of my world ever since.
But what if you could do it all over again?
I would to live by myself. The woman is the bane of my existence.
I can't let you in because you're old as for this club, not, you know, for the earth.
Drink, woman. Every girl. Excuse me, miss. What color is Michael Jackson?
Black.
Craig Robinson from The Office.
Craig Robinson and the whole band is back together, appearing with the Nasty Delicious. It's everything you ever wanted to see on stage at the House of Blues, Sunset Strip, Hollywood, on Thursday night, November 11th at 8. And Craig joins us in studio right now on the Kevin Bean Show.
11-11, 11-11-10.
That's right, man.
Greetings. How you doing, man?
Great to see you, Craig. I understand 10 minutes ago you were sound asleep on your comfortable little pillow in your tiny little bed.
Look, it's not my fault. Yesterday was my birthday.
That's right. It was your birthday. You got to do it like 50. Birthday. Come on, it's your birthday.
And that's how I text it when I type happy birthday to people. It's B-I-R-F-D-A-Y. And yesterday somebody texted me, happy birthday, B-I-R-P-H-D-A-Y. So I thought that was interesting and awesome.
Mixing it up. I tweeted you a happy birthday to you, my favorite big sexy black man last night.
Oh, okay. I got that. I didn't know that was you.
That was me.
Right on.
So, Craig, what'd you do last night? How does a rock star like you celebrate a bit?
Okay, this is what happened. I worked all day on the office, and then I left, and I wasn't planning on doing anything. And all of a sudden, I was like, let me call, you know, this my guy who drives me all the time. So I was like, dude, can you pick me up? Because I don't want to just go out and be driving. Because a couple weeks ago, I was out driving, and I ended up running from the police. So everything is fine now.
So, as will happen.
Yeah, it just happens sometimes. Sometimes you're just not thinking. So, and they were nice enough to let me go. It was crazy. It was a blessing. That's another story. Anyway, I ended up going out to King King, where once a month there's this thing called the floor show, and there's people dancing, and there's all kind of different music. You know, it'll be some Brazilian samba, it'll be some tap dancing. It's just all people go there to dance. So last night and tonight and tomorrow, they got this thing where they just take the best parts of the floor show, and it's called the show. And they just and they present it to you. So it was fantastic. It was a great way to spend my birthday. And then I went over to this club called Life, where my man Mike Gray owns it. And I was like, yo, I'm bringing some people over. And then I ended up getting on stage and doing a show.
Oh, no kidding.
And a couple of my band members, I had them come out. And then they brought in Like, I didn't have my bass player and I didn't have my my keyboard player.
Mm-hmm.
But I had my guitar player and my drummer. So, and
how cool, and it, for everybody,
yeah, and then
there.
We just improvised the whole set. And it just got me so hyped up about my show that's coming up, because it reminded me how average I know how to be. You know what I'm saying? If you're ready for mediocrity, if you're ready for straight, you know,
no,
underwhelming,
don't
I will,
say that. We've
I
seen
will,
you.
You, it's on.
He undersells.
It is on.
He undersells, so yeah, that everyone will
you
be thrilled
laugh
with this.
You want to a little bit and like tap your feet somewhat? I am the man. I'm bringing you comedy and music, a marriage of comedy and music that you have not seen. Or if you've seen my act, then you get the exact same thing. So, yes, my friends.
November 11th, House of Blues, Sunset Strip. I imagine a guy like Craig Robinson. Tell me if you get the same feeling, Psycho Mike. He rolls pretty deep.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's first class, and I think he's got an entourage. I think Craig, Mr. Robinson, is a man who doesn't go out. He doesn't leave the house without at least eight guys with him, right?
That's so untrue. You know, those entourages need to be taken care of, and I don't have that kind of scratch. You know,
you got the hot tub time machine money, though, man.
I do, but MGM went out of business. So there you go. it's not like this. All that glitters is not gold. But I do have some dear people that hang with me every once in a while, you all included. Right. So, yeah, 11-11.
We got a lot to talk about, but since I mentioned the Hot Tub Time Machine, I have to ask you this. Think back to the scene. And of course, everybody saw the movie, but you're desperately in love with your wife, and now you're back in the 80s.
Yes,
you don't want to cheat, even though you're not married yet.
Right.
You're in a hot tub with an unbelievably hot chick who's topless, who just wants to get it on with your character, and you won't have anything to do, and you start crying and talking about your wife. It's a very sad yet very funny scene. Is the hot chick, the naked hot chick in the tub, is that actress Jessica Paré, who went on to become Don Draper's fiance on Mad Men?
Yes.
That's a good
I have to go back and watch
good
again.
Eye, my friend. Yes, she
you
was,
were in the hot tub with Jessica Paré. You're my
Jessica
new hero.
Jessica Paré. Jessica Paré. Very, very, very beautiful girl. Very, very, very cool girl. She's cool. And, you know, it was very professional in that hot tub. Don't think for one second anything was going on. Mad respect and love. Yeah, I called her. I don't get to see Mad Men. I got a few shows that I watch, and that's on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
That's I watch. I just started watching Breaking Bad. You ever see that?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
That's amazing.
Oh my god! I'm only
great
on,
show.
I'm only. It, how do you get season 3? Can somebody like tweet?
It's not out
or
on
something?
DVD yet.
Yeah, I know. It's like because I just caught up to the end of season 2, and of course Dexter. Yeah. And it's always Sunny in Philadelphia and The Office.
Can't you just call up Bryan Cranston or something? I mean, you're Craig Robinson.
You know, Bryan Cranston did a table read of Pineapple Express, so that's how I would be like, hey, Bryan, remember me from the table read? But he's phenomenal. Like, that's where you want to be as an actor. He just did 7 years on Malcolm in the Middle as the crazy father, and now he's this amazing chemistry teacher. So, yeah, so Jessica Paré. Yeah, that's who it was.
That's all I wanted to know. I can't wait to shake your hand next time I see you, just so I will, through osmosis, have sort of touched her. So, fantastic.
Right.
All
right. Oh, chop.
Craig Robinson and the Nasty Delicious, 11-11, House of Blues, Sunset Strip. It's an unbelievable night of music and comedy. We got a lot more to talk to Craig about, including The Office, right after this on the Kevin and Bean.
Hey, everybody! How about Craig Wilson? Craig Wilson?
No, Lisa, it's Craig Robinson is here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Come on.
I get it wrong every time.
Mr. Robinson is here the day after his birthday. By the way, a man who got to bed way too late to be up doing a morning radio show, so we applaud his dedication to his craft to come in and promote Craig Robinson and the Nasty Delicious. That's going to be at Thursday night, November 11th, 11-11 at 8 o'clock on the House of Blues Sunset Strip. By the way, Craig's band, I mean, you got a big outfit. I mean, don't you have six guys in the horn section?
This particular trip at the House of Blues, I will. Usually it's three in the horn section, and I usually use, if I'm on the West Coast, I got my West Coast horns, and if I'm on the East Coast, I got my East Coast horns. But I'm going to mix the two together, because I don't know when the next time I'm going to have a band together to do something.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be a special show, especially, you know, doing the House of, a venue like the House of Blues. Is, you know, it's just a special night of mediocrity.
Did you grow up wanting to be James Brown or Prince or
yes,
Sly?
Yes,
or all those
yes.
guys. You just looked at that and said, "That's my life."
Yes, yes, and yes. Of course, growing up, like I was, you know, in church, we would sing and play, and then I would always in grammar school and high school. I was in a like grammar school, I would play the piano for like graduation and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, I was in a choir. My mama taught the choir, so I had to be in there. Not that I would not have been in it, but it was
was a little extra push.
Yes, it was an extra push. I was sheltered. My mom drove me to school. Whatever. We would do these concerts where we would pretend to be, you know, whatever the song of the day was, or mm-hmm. we would go back to the old school, do something. So,
You just grew up doing it.
I grew up performing.
You've always been funky?
Yes, the funk has been there for a long time, my friend.
Not only is Craig a hilarious comedian and musician, but he also is an actor. And he's on a little TV show that many people have not heard of. It's called The Office. It's a new show. It's on NBC Thursday nights. I get it so confused with Outsourced. I can't keep all the new shows straight.
Well, you know, you got those. One, they both begin with O.
So That's right.
It does it.
And you got the Halloween costume contest. That's this week's episode. And is this where Michael Scott dresses up as you for Halloween?
Oh, man. Yes, he does. I forgot about that little nugget of info. Yeah, it's, I don't know how they keep it going, man, but they keep us fresh over there and, you know, and keep it fresh and edgy. And there'll be some jokes, you know, that people will miss just because they write, you know, they go by so fast. And it's like, oh, man, you got to rewind that one.
Yeah.
You got to be careful dressing up as a brother for Halloween. I learned that lesson. I was Kanye West at a Kevin Bean event a few years ago, and I had the blackface on and the big glasses and the sweater and the hair and everything like that. And then we had Kanye on the show, and I thought he'd be all impressed that I was him for Halloween. And then I described the costume to him, and he's like, blackface, that ain't cool.
Yeah, anytime you say blackface, blackface, you know, that's probably not going
to
go.
But I was
that
trying
well.
To look like Kanye, that's all.
How else do you do it?
Put it on, but don't call it blackface. Say, yeah, you know, I shaded myself. But I don't know. Whatever you say.
Call it makeup.
Went a little dark.
Yeah, right. You have such an ensemble crew over there on The Office and so many talented and funny people, but it all has to be in the back of your mind knowing that this is Steve Carell's last season. I mean, that has to be present on the set, I would imagine.
It's we're 2 weeks away from what's today? Yeah, just shy of 2 weeks away from the first half of the season being wrapped up before we go on hiatus and come back and finish filming the second half. So, yeah, I'm sure it is in the back of people's mind. We don't speak of it much on set, but, you know, it is what it is, and we just got to fight forward.
I'm so happy The Office, you know, will continue because there are so many other great characters on the show. This isn't like one of those shows where if you lose the star, you know, the main guy, the lead actor, you're out.
It definitely isn't. Yeah.
You know, he's the captain of the ship. You know, it's so hard for me to see it without Steve Carell. So I don't know. I don't know what they got in store. I know with Greg Daniels and Paul Lieberstein, they'll figure something out. And they got something up their sleeve, I'm sure. But it's going to be, if anything, it's going to be so interesting just to see, you know, the changeover.
Do you have a preference as to what you'd like to see happen?
I would love to see Phyllis take over the office and just become like an evil.
That's a great idea.
You know, just be evil all the time. All of a sudden, she just drunk with power. That's what I would love to see.
That would tick Daryl off because Daryl has definitely been trying to work his way up into management. I mean, and he's just, in some ways, he and Jim are the only smart guys in the whole room, you know?
Daryl has a lot of ambition, and they like showing that. And we're getting to see some different sides of Daryl. Matter of fact, just yesterday we were filming a scene where we were, oh God, I don't want to get in trouble. We were skating, let's put it like that.
Roller skating. Okay.
Yeah. So that's going to come on in a few weeks.
Daryl on skates.
Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine, you know, like the
hard to imagine.
Daryl. So it's we're going to see a little bit, you know, some different themes from Daryl.
Tell me about the opening scene of the first episode of this season, the musical
number.
It was unbelievable choreography. Was that tough to do?
You would not believe this, but we only did like 3 or 4 passes at that. Like, it didn't take as long. I mean, you look at it, and even watching them rehearse it before we started to do it, that what they were rehearsing with the cameras was like, oh, man, this is going to be the whole day. And I think it took us, you know, an hour or so, and bam, we were done.
That's unbelievable. That looked like it was so much fun.
It was. It was great, especially because, you know, Angela and myself, all we had to do was sit there and be like, we're not in it. So,
exactly. The Office airs Thursday nights at 9 on NBC. Craig Robinson and the Nasty Delicious are showing up at the House of Blues. By the way, why am I doing the plug when Craig Robinson is here? Before we say goodbye to you, Craig, and let you get off to work, I'll give you a bed here, give you a chance, however you need to do it, to tell the folks about the gig that's coming up at the House of Blues.
Well, let me say it like this. Come on. If you want to win and do a 7, no. Why don't you come on 11-11 and do what you got to do at the House of Blues? And come see Craig Robb and the Nasty Delicious too, because we gonna put it down, we gonna make you laugh and maybe frown just a little bit, but you're gonna dance, lift yourself up, and you have your spirit in your butt. Oh, what I say, spirit in your butt. Yeah, it's your spirit in your butt. Come on, come on, it's your spirit in our butt. 11-11.
I so look forward to seeing.
I need some crazy people. I need some people there who like to dance and laugh, you know, and $33 to spend on the ticket.
Exactly. Craig Robinson, the Nasty Delicious, is the band. Thursday night, November 11th, House of Blues. Go to houseofblues.com or livenation.com. Craig, happy belated birthday, my friend. Thanks for coming in on the Kevin DeBean Show.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. And thank you to the listeners. And thank you all for having me here.
The only thing better than winning free tickets for Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights from world-famous K-Rock? How about K-Rock VIP Front of Line Passes? We've never had those for you before, but you can win them. Details at krock.com. You're listening to 106.7 K-Rock. It is 7:55. Live music from the band Neon Trees coming up here in the next half hour on the Kevin DeBean Show. Man, I like that album. I'm looking forward to meeting those guys. They're coming in here and are going to be performing live in just a few minutes. Ralph Garman joins us now for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Halloween, Halloween, oh Halloween. Ghostly things are going to happen.
True.
Ooh-wah, ooh-wah.
Well, I fear if Bean refuses to play the Halloween song at Halloween time, I'll just have to pick up the slack.
I honestly like you singing it better.
Thank you. I appreciate
That's
that.
That's how crappy that song is.
I had it up and ready to go, and then Craig Robinson arrived. That was going to be my big moment. But then Mr. Robinson arrived, so we had something better to do.
So you can only play it once a show, and it's a special time
we
slot.
We got lots of time.
Does it have a reserve time?
It's only... Would you outside my window? Would you be on the tree?
That's my new favorite version of
You got
song.
A problem with that, you can go yourself.
Oh, come on. It is Halloween time. You know what that means. Saw.
Yeah.
Saw. Saw.
Yep. Would you like to play a game?
It's Saw 3D. Saw 3D, which they're claiming is the final adventure of Saw. Can it be? I think not.
No, they've claimed two or three of them have been the final adventure, haven't they?
Yeah. This is the most frightening Saw yet. It's in theaters everywhere this Friday. I am giving away tickets for what they call the run of engagement, which means as long as Saw 3D is in theaters, you can pick it up anytime and go see it with your friend of your choice. I've got 5 pairs of tickets. First 5 callers to get through right now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First 5 people get a pair of tickets to go see Saw anytime during this Halloween season. Of course, it opens everywhere in theaters on Friday. Speaking of scary, Charlie Sheen. Ooh, ah. He was hospitalized last night in New York City.
Who gives a damn?
Apparently, there was a call to 911 saying there's some sort of medical emergency. TMZ is saying it's 2:07 a.m. Emergency dispatch received a 911 call for possible intoxication. What a surprise. Charlie Sheen was taken to New York City Hospital, where police say Charlie went voluntarily, but he was emotionally disturbed and seemed out of it.
So. This isn't possible. He's been to rehab, Ralph.
That's true. I don't know what I'm thinking. Apparently, Charlie says he's in New York to spend time with his ex-wife and kids. Oh, that's the way to spend time with them.
Yeah, I'm sure they appreciated that.
Bottom of a bottle of Jaeger.
I don't even know what that is.
It's Jägermeister, Rodney. It's a liqueur.
Harvey Keitel.
No, it's not Harvey Keitel at all. You guys familiar with the filmmaker named Uwe Boll?
Yeah, he's the bomb.
He's not the bomb. He's horrible. He makes some of the worst films ever made.
Yeah, but then he challenges critics to fight, they don't like him.
He does say that he will take any of his critics on in the boxing ring. So he's got that going for him. He's just announced his latest film, rather. It is a new horror comedy called Blubberella. He says it is the first fat female superhero. She will kick major ass with her major ass.
wow. is the tagline.
This one's not even going to go straight to DVD. This one's going to go straight to out of print on DVD.
It's going to go straight to VHS. Blubberella apparently stabs bullies with her swords, one in each hand, and also stamps out evil. Literally, Yui says her footsteps cause explosions.
Oh, come on. So, is this for real?
Blubberella coming to a discount bin near you sometime soon.
Don't you feel like it sounds so bad you almost need to see it?
I kind of do. And this is one of my favorite lists of the year. I know it's Beans because he loves death. Forbes magazine has released their top earning dead celebrity list.
Oh, great.
Here's your top 10 dead celebrities. Richard Rodgers of Rodgers and Hammerstein, the musical guys.
Okay, yeah.
Big year on Broadway for them, so they're he's at number 10. George Steinbrenner. Mm-hmm. Does he count? Didn't he just die? How long has he been dead?
Not even under a year.
Under a year, right? Albert Einstein, always on the list, at number
That's
8.
That's still shocking to me, by the way.
Baby Einstein.
Yeah, I guess.
And that's where he gets his money from. They had to get a deal from his estate to use that name. Dr. Seuss, number 7 on the list. Stieg Larsson, of course, the author of all the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo books and whatnot. And the new movies that are coming out, his estate's making a ton of cash. John Lennon is 5th on the list. Charles Schulz, that crappy Peanuts
comic strip
is 4th. J.R.R. Tolkien, doing very well for himself. Number 2, Elvis Presley. Elvis knocked off the top of the heap, by the way.
Wow.
For the first time in a long time by Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He was never on their annual list of top grossing celebrities during his life, however. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
But last year he made more money than anybody except for Oprah on that list. In death, Michael made more than $275 million last year.
So nice for his family.
That is good for them.
Yeah.
Not so much for him, but...
Have you heard the single that they're releasing?
The new Michael Jackson track? No, I haven't heard it yet.
Best song in years, in my opinion.
It is. That was left off the Thriller album, I think.
Found it in a vault.
A deep cut. Today's celebrity birthdays, Pat Sajak of Wheel of Fortune, 64 years old.
Harvey Keitel's
not celebrating a birthday today, not even a little bit. Bootsy Collins is 59 years
old.
Pam Anderson, not on our list today. Rita Wilson, however, wife of Tom Hanks, is 54. Mm-hmm. Actor Dylan McDermott is 49. Cary Elwes from Princess Bride and Saw, he is 48 years old. Tom Cavanaugh, very talented actor, was on Broadway for a long time, also in the TV series Ed. He's 42.
Ladies and gentlemen, Betty White,
not on the list, not her birthday. John Heder, Napoleon Dynamite, he is 33 years old today. And actor,
Bill Haley and his Comets.
Neither Bill Haley nor the Comets are celebrating a birthday today. I believe they're all quite dead. Actor, writer, director, genius, Seth MacFarlane, my buddy over there at Family Guy. He is 37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Real live rock stars in the room, ladies and gentlemen. The band Neon Trees has just joined us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you guys?
Very good, sir. Very good.
Great to see you. I'm concerned at how close you seem with Psycho Mike after your visit to him on the Love Line. I thought I saw some tongue kissing when you guys walked in and saw each other again.
It was quite an experience. It was quite an experience.
Separation.
We were just trying to do our best Gene Simmons together because we know Gene is a big fan of the show.
Huge Neon Trees fan.
Huge fan.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. So you guys are out there working hard every day, and I'm always fascinated, especially when I see it's so hard for any new act to break through. Let's face it. We live in a very challenging environment for bands. And I can't imagine how busy your schedules are. It seems like every single day you're doing something. Even if you don't have a show, it seems like there's no such thing as a day off when you're really up and running that first, you know, 2, 3, 4 years. Am I wrong about that?
You're completely right. It's cool though. It's like this is what we signed up for and wanted to do. So as much as we can complain, like we really don't.
It's like I think Brandon always says it this way. We always talk about this. It's high class problems. You know,
yeah.
Like where we're like, oh, we're so busy. Oh wait, it's a good thing.
I'll get it.
But I mean, a lot of times people will get into a band because they love the music or they love to perform on stage, but they don't think about having to look at Psycho Mike's mug at midnight on Love Line. They don't ever think about that as being part of the promotion process. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Neon Trees been together for how long now?
Almost 5 years now, I think.
Oh, really? That long?
That long, yeah.
And it was probably earlier this year, I guess, is when you kind of broke through to where people started to kind of know your name?
It's true. it's been kind of a crazy 7 months. I don't even know. Somebody told us that the record came out a little while, like, what, 7 months ago, and it feels like it's been a very long time because we've been going so long at working at this, and so we're just very excited that it's catching on so quickly all of a sudden. So
we have so many people that are in bands and are trying to make it and trying to do what you do. How do you get notice? I mean, what's the what was the key for you guys to figure out a way to play outside of Utah, where you were?
Well, we decided we'd all have the most extreme haircuts possible. So,
well, you've done that. You've definitely accomplished that.
And just get attention, like high school kids.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, I mean, it just comes down to having a song and hopefully multiple songs. And so I think that's the first thing to focus on is find out what makes a good song and make sure that it's something that you're passionate about, of course, but break down the songs that you think are great and see what makes those up and you know, put that in your skill set.
I also attribute getting noticed to, we were playing like at least three shows a week, even if it was just like within our state of Utah. And that's how we ended up getting noticed by the band Sugar Cult. Tim, who produced our album, is the singer for that band. That's how he found us and helped us make some connections that really helped us out.
Animal was like the breakout single. And what was, I mean, when you guys were making that, when you were rehearsing it, when you were writing it, did you guys know that this was going to be the song for you guys to really break through?
Yeah, I think it, I mean, it kind of came later in our catalog of songs, but the minute we kind of put it together, I think it felt like the first single, felt like an obvious choice, and I'm glad we went with it, for sure.
How tough was it? Again, I'm thinking, you know, you get into a rock band and then there's a lot of stuff that comes along with it, to then find yourself having to make videos. Was that something you all were comfortable with?
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I mean, I think sometimes what's sucky about making a video is that sometimes it doesn't come out completely the way you envision it in your head. And sometimes you don't have the budget for it, but we've tried to work with it, and I think our latest video, 1983, I think we're all super proud of, and it shows, you know, the things we loved about that era, but more importantly, the youth and nostalgia of growing up and all that stuff.
And Tyler, you got to channel your inner Michael Jackson in that video?
I did. I got to do an homage to one of my idols, so totally.
Neon Trees is here. They're going to be playing live for us here in a couple of minutes on the Kevin and Bean Show. You and, again, your boyfriend Psycho Mike are going to be making a special appearance tonight at the City Walk down at Universal City. What's that all about? Just a free come on down kind of show?
It is. I think they're doing some sort of concert series, and we're the first to launch it off. So it's absolutely free, and we'll put it on for you.
This is Universal City Walk's Plugged In series that is going to be tonight at around 7:30 or so. And Psycho Mike, what are you doing? Just saying,
burlesque.
Ladies and gentlemen, neon trees, is that
mostly
it?
Burlesque dancing and you know, just
so
some posing.
Excited.
Yeah.
You should do interpretive dancing for each of the numbers that Neon Trees performs.
I don't want to upstage the young kids. You know, they're working hard to develop their career. The last thing I want to do is come up and big time them.
the album is called Habits, by the way. It's available everywhere now. I know this is a dumb question, but have you guys ever crossed paths with another band that I like, the Neon Indians? Have you guys ever met them?
Never met them, but I've definitely listened to them. I think they're great,
good,
too.
Right?
Yeah, I think it's funny that all of a sudden there's some neon bands, but I think all the neon bands were like kind of from everywhere else and kind of doing their own thing for a while, and all of a sudden it's funny that this year a couple of us have made.
Now, what about the tree bands? You can't forget about them.
There are some tree
Mark
bands,
Lanigan,
right?
Sitting there with the screaming tree saying, come on, don't forget about me.
Yeah, exactly.
How about the Kings of Neon? Have you run into them?
I love the Kings of Neon. Fantastic.
Kings of Neon, they're good, too. All right. Well, the band is here up bright and early to play for you on the Kevin and Bean Show, Neon Trees, tonight at Universal City Walk at 7:30 and live on the Kevin and Bean Show right after this.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Lisa, you're never going to get a husband by being sarcastic.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 8:21. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We got live music on the show today from the band Neon Trees. Maybe you saw them opening for 30 Seconds to Mars or caught them at Lollapalooza. You can see them tonight at Universal City Walk starting at 7:30 free with our friend Psycho Mike. Mike, you are in the room with the Neon Trees. They are getting ready to perform for us. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to fill in on double clap. It's going to be awesome.
All right. Too bad Kevin's on vacation. We could use some cowbell. Neon Trees, they're doing animal for us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. ¶¶
you're never satisfied. Here we go again, we'll sing like animals, we play pretend. You're just a cannibal and I'm afraid I won't get out alive. No, I won't sleep tonight. Oh, oh, I won't sleep more.
That sounded amazing. Neon Trees here on the Kevin and Bean Show. That was fantastic, you guys. Thank you for that. 1983 is the name of the new song. By the way, I put up the official video at kevinandbean.com if you want to see it. It just came out this week. You guys are way too young to have any kind of actual nostalgia for 1983. What's going on there?
Dude, well, I was born in 1983, so the song's about going back to your youth and the kind of the innocence that you can retain from, I don't know, just being that kind of mindset.
Right. I understand wanting to go back to your youth. Nobody wants to go back to when they were 2 months old, though.
No, I think it's just the mindset. Like, watching my younger siblings and, like, my younger family and how they kind of treat their relationships, it's kind of more simple. So the whole idea behind that is just going back to that idea.
You got to see the video, by the way, and I won't spoil the celebrity cameo that's in it, but it's a lot of fun. And you go to kevinandbean.com and you can actually see the video and you can actually hear the song because Neon Trees is here live on the Kevin and Bean Show. You're going to be playing 1983 for us next.
Yes.
Let's do it.
I want to feel something in my feet. I want to feel something in my knees. I want to take it to church. Oh, oh. I've been here looking down on trade me out for someone cool. I know you better than you do, so put out your cigarette, kiss me on the lips tonight. Me and you and me, let's go back, no, let's go back. Up against some fool, does it feel right? Cause I feel it. Me and you and me, let's go back, now let's go back. 1983 is calling, I've been on my knees and crawling. Back to you, it's coming on back to me. Driving in their cars and in their office buildings and in their home and in their school. Won't you sing along with me now? Here we go. Me and you, you and me, let's go back to 1983. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Guitar solo. Whoa.
There it is. There it is again.
Yeah.
Wow. Not to, I don't remember a better live performance on the Kevin and Bean Show that we've ever had. That was unbelievable, you guys. Seriously great. And I'm going to start, I'm going to take a page out of your notebook and start, like when you yelled out, guitar solo, I'm going to start doing that in my real life. I'm going to start telegraphing everything I do. Answer the phone! Taking a drink of iced tea! It's going to be awesome. Neon Trees is the band. The album is available everywhere for sale, for download, and in stores called Habits. You can see them tonight at the Universal City Walk starting at around 7:30 with our friend Psycho Mike. Check them out on MySpace.com Neon Trees and Twitter.com Neon Trees as well. Thank you so much for coming in, you guys. We really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
K-Rock is KROQ. It is 8:40. That Neon Trees performance, by the way. They filmed that, right? We can put that up at KevinAndBean.com.
Yes, sir. It'll be up there pretty soon, I would imagine.
Sounded so good. All right, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Let's talk about Mr. Mel Gibson for a moment.
Mel Gibson, come on. No, come on. I'm not going to have a go at him. He's been through a lot. Not as much as the Jews.
Mel Gibson has burned a lot of bridges in Hollywood. Those voicemails that we all heard so much of a few months ago. Apparently, some people not ready to move on from them and maybe give Mel a job. New York Post reports that Mel Gibson is furious at the producers of The Hangover Part 2 for booting him from the film. You know, he's supposed to be in it. It was supposed to be the first step in his comeback because his career is pretty much in tatters. But the cast revolted, basically. So no Mel Gibson. And we understand he is very upset by this. And I'm very excited to say that producer Alex, this is quite a coup here, has got us Mel Gibson on the phone. Hey, Mel Gibson, how are you? Mel.
You should me.
Okay, I don't know that this is the appropriate way to start the interview. We just wanted to get the update from you.
You are so provocative.
Okay, I just wanted to ask questions about the report that we're hearing that you're not going to be in The Hangover 2 because the cast did not want to work with you.
Oh, I'm not going to be in Hangover 2.
Right.
Right, that's the report that we wanted some comment on, yes.
Yes. Yes, I'm not going to be in Hangover 2.
Okay, great to talk to you, Mel.
You should crawl on your hands and knees and my
okay,
because
what?
I deserve it.
What?
You mean you deserve to be in Hangover 2 based on what?
Because I have cared about that movie. I have loved that movie. And I love that movie, and then it betrayed me.
Not everybody is out to betray you. It's just that some people who work on the film thought that maybe it was too soon for your redemption, like you haven't, you know, exactly paid your dues yet.
I was prepared to give that movie the best 2 days of my life. And then it went into a jacuzzi without me.
No, it didn't. It didn't go to a jacuzzi. It just hired Liam Neeson, that's all.
Liam Neeson is a whore, and when he is raped by a pack of
he will know his fault. Okay, he's
dressing like a whore with his showing them off like a slut.
Okay, it sounds like maybe you're confused. You're still talking about Oksana here. We're talking about the great actor Liam Neeson, who's replacing you in this film.
Liam Neeson should crawl on his hands and knees and my
okay.
So, because I saw the A-team, and it sucked.
Well, I can't argue with that. So you don't think it's fair, some reports have said that you don't think it's fair that Mike Tyson, who is a convicted rapist, he got to be in the first Hangover movie, and what you did wasn't nearly that bad.
Mike Tyson does not act properly towards women.
Right.
And I hate that. I hate a man who doesn't know how to treat a lady with respect and how to force her head.
Okay, all right. You're not doing yourself any favors with these comments, Mel.
I'm not doing myself any favors.
Well, you still sound kind of crazy and angry all
you
the time.
You should do me a favor, and, well, you know the rest.
Yeah, we do.
I think we do. You're listening to the world famous K-Rock.
What if there's a crime in the middle of the country?
All right, stand by, gentlemen, stand by. It's K-Rock, it's 8:53. Psycho Mike and Ralph are at each other's throats because Mike is telling Ralph how lame Aquaman is, and Ralph is telling
such a cliche
Mike
to pick
awesome
on Aquaman.
Aquaman is.
Aquaman is still one of the top echelon superheroes. There's so many worse than Aquaman.
Before
first
we
of
came
all.
Into the song, Ralph said, "You know who sucks? Mike Man.
Mike Man with all the powers of Mike sucks."
Well, we may have to continue that discussion tomorrow because
Captain Douchebag.
Because we talked about Ant Man recently too. Some people think Ant Man is a lame superhero, but I think Ant Man's got some pretty cool skills.
He can talk to ants,
and he's got superhuman strength.
Strength of an ant. Proportionate power of an ant.
All right, we will save that for tomorrow. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Clint Eastwood has a plan. He's never going to retire. He says he admires a man named Manuel de Oliveira. He is a Portuguese director who is still working in movies at the age of 101 years old.
No kidding.
Clint has got to be 80 or something, doesn't he?
Clint says that's his plan. Yeah, I think he is 80. He said filmmakers should never retire, and he plans to follow his love for film forever and ever and ever.
I hope he does.
There should be some good movies. About trying to pass a BM in the morning. Trying to get your grandkids to visit. This will just be sad movies when he's that old.
I know he's not getting great reviews for the Hereafter movie that's in theaters now, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a guy with a better track record than Clint Eastwood over the last 5-6 movies he's made.
I agree.
The guy has really been on a roll. Yeah. It's been incredible.
I wish he'd act more, too.
Yeah.
Except for the one where he was the bigot.
Gran Torino.
Gran Torino. He hasn't been seen on screen. Well, Million Dollar Baby, he had a role in that. But I like to see him do some work in other people's films, too, because he's an excellent actor. Another excellent actor is Elijah Wood. From the Lord of the Rings fame, of course. He's doing a TV sitcom, oddly enough.
What?
He's doing a TV sitcom.
Hmm.
Now, I think the premise of this sounds very interesting and potentially something new and something that I would enjoy. It's an FX show, and it's called Wilfred. And Elijah plays a shy, socially introverted guy named Ryan, whose best friend is his dog, Wilfred. Now, everyone else sees Wilfred as a dog, but Ryan sees him as a guy dressed in a dog suit who's his best friend.
Awesome.
He talks to him all the time. Okay. It's like Peter Griffin and Brian the dog. Everyone sees a dog, but this guy will have full conversations with his dog and we'll ask him for life advice and everything. That sounds funny to me.
It could be.
It sounds clever.
FX does good work.
They do. I'm looking forward to it. So there you go. And Halle Berry's latest movie is going to be out in a few theaters late this year. Largely so it can qualify for various awards. She is playing a woman with a multiple personality disorder.
Uh-oh.
And apparently the movie will be out in mass release next February, but they're going to release it this year before the end of the year so they can get it on trail for the awards. Because when you're playing a person with a multiple disorder, you're trolling for Oscars.
Yeah.
That's what
raspberries.
Or raspberries in her case. She's capable of both.
She's the first person to ever do it, though. She's breaking down the doors for anyone else who wants to play a character with
she's
multiple
a vessel.
Right?
She's
That's right.
just a vessel.
Wow, and Taylor Gene Simmons, he's really disappointing me today.
We already talked to him.
Taylor Swift must have a new song in the works.
Yes, yes. Taylor, what's going on, my sweet Taylor?
And what boyfriend is she trashing now?
Apparently, she's starting to see Jake Gyllenhaal. She's got a new boyfriend, Jake Gyllenhaal. So he will certainly show up in a song soon, I'm sure, one way or the other. Apparently, they showed up to the set of Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and they were hooking up for brunch the next morning in Brooklyn, seen all over New York City together. So apparently, people are saying Jake and Taylor are a new hot couple.
If guys don't want me to write bad songs about them, then they shouldn't do bad things.
Yeah, he better be careful, because he could get an album.
Doesn't it seem like a waitress brings a cup of coffee that's late, and Taylor's going to write a song about her? I mean, she just seems to be furious with the world.
Very personal,
right now.
Very personal, her work.
Mm-hmm.
And Jared Leto's in the news. Apparently, Jared has a thing for strippers. New York Post says he was in a joint called Pasha the other night in New York City, and had all the girls line up for inspection. I guess you can do that when you're Jared Leto. Movie star, rock star. One little particular Russian girl caught his eye.
Russian lady, Chinese lady?
And according to witnesses, he cast her right then and there to star in the next upcoming 30 Seconds to Mars video.
Something else
well,
you can do
with
your Jared Leto.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
That's pretty convenient.
Mike, you saw the pictures that came out over the weekend of him with his shirt off, right?
Did I? I laminated him.
Oh,
and?
Stop it.
And what?
Is he shredded? Is he ripped?
I mean, he's anorexic, but he's in good shape. He takes good
super
care of
buff.
Himself. Yeah,
but I thought he gained like 400 pounds to pay Mark David Chapman.
He did.
That,
he got gout from the rapid weight gain and then weight loss from doing that role. He got gout.
That was Philip Seymour Thomas and Meryl Streep. You're thinking of a different film.
No, that's Dallas.
Oh,
you're confused.
Wow, Bean, good leap.
I'm impressed.
Oh, man.
I'm impressed with both of you because I was looking at Ralph like, oh my god, did I get the story wrong?
I knew Bean would get it. Today's celebrity birthday is Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak is 64.
Bam Anderson?
No. Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak.
Harvey Keitel.
No. Pat Sajak is 64 years old today. You two are like children. Bootsy Collins is 59 years old today. Rita Wilson, wife of Tom Hanks, is 54.
So take it from me, Claude Akins.
No, Claude Akins not having a birthday today. Dylan McDermott's 49. Carrie Elwes is 48 years old today. Country singer Keith Urban is 43. He's married.
No, not Montreal. This is Monty Hall.
He's married to Natalie. Not Natalie.
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. He's not getting much sleep
getting
these days. He's 43. My buddy, writer, actor, Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane is 37 years old today. And actor John Heder. He's Napoleon Dynamite. Soon to be the voice, once again, Napoleon Dynamite in the animated Napoleon Dynamite series.
Yes!
He's 33 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show of his beat.
Temper Trap re-releasing that entire album in remix form. Remixes for all of the tracks on the album. You can get details at krock.com. You're listening to 106.7 KROQ. It is 9:10. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Lisa, are you familiar with this It Gets Better campaign that's really been picking up steam the last couple of months? Have you heard about this?
Yes, I have, actually.
Apparently, bullying is in the headlines a lot because of some really tragic stories about some kids who have committed suicide. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe you could feel that way at 15 in some of these cases, but some of these kids were being bullied, and a lot of times it's because of their sexual preference. So there's a campaign that's been going on that a lot of celebrities are getting involved with to basically get this message out. Look, no matter how bleak things are, and this is a good message for the kids, no matter how bleak things are, no matter how bad things are for you right now, no matter how much it seems like it'll never get better, it will. So all these celebrities are doing these videos. Here's a couple of examples. For instance, Kim Kardashian, she put one up.
And I don't let the negative things get to me anymore. And it's been a journey, and it's taken me a long time to figure this out. But you can feel the same too. You know, if you surround yourself with positive people and people that just love and support you for who you are no matter what, I just think that's the most important thing, and it will get better.
See, all those people that used to make fun of Kim Kardashian for having a fat ass, tell me she doesn't get the last laugh now, right?
You
now
bet.
She's turned that into an empire, right?
Absolutely.
I have a hard time believing she was bullied so much growing up. Really?
No, I really don't.
President Obama from the White House released a video. We have this up at kevinandbean.com if you want to see the whole thing. But even the president, who at one time was made fun of, you know, for being black in a predominantly white neighborhood, for having big ears, for having a funny name, even he says it gets better.
I was shocked and saddened by the deaths of several young people who were bullied and taunted for being gay and who ultimately took their own lives. It's something that just shouldn't happen in this country. And we've got to dispel this myth that bullying is just a normal rite of passage. That it's some inevitable part of growing up. It's not. We have an obligation to ensure that our schools are safe for all of our kids. And to every young person out there, you need to know that if you're in trouble, there are caring adults who can help.
Perez Hilton probably has the most popular of all of them, which is hilarious because he does more bullying than anybody with his website.
Mm-hmm.
But even he has come out and tried to give some hope to the kids who are not feeling it.
Hello, my name is Perez, and this video is directed and made with love for those of you who are gay and having a difficult time being whom you were born. If you're in high school, if you're in middle school, and you're finding it difficult to go to school, to be accepted by your family, I'm here to tell you, it gets better. Not everything gets better. You'll still get pimples like I have on my nose.
Didn't need that. Thank you, Perez. Thank you, Perez.
That was really inspiring, Perez.
Makes me want to bully him, actually. So all the celebrities, the point is all the celebrities are making videos. And talk about a busy guy. Eli Manning, with all that he does, winning the Monday night game against the Cowboys last night, even with all the charity work he does, even Eli Manning from the New York Giants has found time to make an It Gets Better video.
Hi, I'm Eli Manning. I'm the quarterback for the Giants that play football. Listen, if you get picked on, it gets better. Sometimes kids will pick on you because you wear a helmet everywhere. Or you get dropped off at school on a short little yellow bus. Or maybe you always breathe with your mouth open and eat your boogers. But that's okay, because it gets better. Then you win the Super Bowl, and girls will touch you in your pants.
So some encouraging words there from Eli Manning, a man who managed to fight through the bullying and actually make something
that's
of himself.
That's very nice.
Ozzy Osbourne certainly has been no stranger to controversy. He had a rough working class upbringing in Birmingham, England. Even he is trying to give some advice to the kids who feel bullied.
This is Ozzy Osbourne, and I just want to talk to all the kids out there that having problems. I just want to say it gets better. I don't know what it gets better. I don't know what it is, but if it's bad now, then it probably will get better. or it might get worse, I don't know, but how much worse could it get? All right, it could get a lot worse, but there's an excellent chance if it doesn't get worse, it'll get better. And just don't pick at it and put a band-aid on it and it'll Neosporin. Then it should clear right up. I put some cocaine on it. That's what I do with my athlete's foot, and it got better. Sharon! Oh, it's all better.
I don't know that Ozzy fully understands the campaign. And one more for right now. You heard the president's announcement. Now, the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, also with some good advice. It gets better.
This is governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Listen to all you kids out there. It gets better, okay? Maybe you're picked on because you have an incredible, you know, accent, even though you lived in you know, America for like 40 years, but you can't get rid of it. And people pick on you. Don't worry, it gets better. Because what you can do is go to a gym, you know, and you start, you know, pumping iron, and you get pumped, and you lift a lot of weights, and you get huge. And then you go back to find the people who made fun of you, and you crush them. You put those skulls between your thighs and you crush them and watch their brains pour out their eyes and hear the cries of the women lamenting their deaths. So it gets better. It gets better when you wreak revenge on them. Yeah! Ah! Ah, that's hot!
I don't know how helpful that is, but thank you, Governor. Famous K-Rock, 106.7 KRQ with the Bleed It Out Blood Drive happening Thursday at Universal Studios Hollywood. Ralph will be down there in the morning from 6 until 3. Swing on by, give blood, get prizes for everyone who donates. Details at krock.com. It's 942. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat a few days before Halloween, getting in the spirit. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, this Charlie Sheen story certainly gets more and more interesting the more we learn.
Tell me.
Charlie Sheen was taken to a hospital in New York City this morning. At 2:07 a.m., an emergency dispatch received a 911 call for a person who was extremely intoxicated. Police showed up to a New York hotel to find Charlie Sheen, in their words, intoxicated, irrational, and emotionally disturbed. Charlie claims to be in New York City to spend time with his ex-wife Denise and their two children. However, apparently there was a woman, unidentified woman, who Charlie was seen walking back to his hotel room with.
Okay.
Hooker.
Who was, claimed she was drinking with Charlie. Before Charlie started allegedly trashing the room, she was so scared she locked herself in the bathroom and called security, who contacted the police, apparently. Police found Charlie drunk. Oh, and may I add, naked when they showed up at his hotel room.
Excellent.
Charlie apparently realized his wallet had gone missing at some point in the evening and flew into a rage.
Dude. And our company, CBS, has how much invested in this guy to anchor their Monday night primetime?
I think he's making, what, $2 million an episode or something?
I think that's about right, yeah.
Yeah. The cop said, you need to go to the hospital, sir. You are wildly intoxicated. He said, what did you do?
I don't have to go to the hospital. I'm a long-time fan, me.
What did you do?
And then the cop said, you can go to the hospital or you can go to jail, Mr. Sheen.
I think I need to go to the hospital, he said.
So he was not arrested, but the cops came close, according to sources.
Dude.
The story's up at TMZ.com. You want to check it out for yourself. But
whoa, hot.
He, is a mess. I'm not mistaken, he's under probation for that little event in Aspen, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Christmas Eve surprise, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, he's on 3 months probation. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
Charlie. Hey, have you seen any zombies?
Right, now I have a boner.
Okay. If you see any zombies today, don't be scared. Apparently, The Walking Dead, new show on AMC, is plugging its upcoming drama series by sending hundreds of the undead to walk around various cities around the world today. Here in North America, you can find them on the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City, the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., and 24 other cities around the world. Here in Los Angeles, apparently, they'll be down in Hollywood. So if you see any zombies, don't panic. Don't try to hit them in the head with a hoe.
You expect me to pick up a hooker and hit him in the head.
Mike, it's a garden implement. Speaking of Halloween, as we were, apparently the top 10 movie-themed Halloween costumes have been released, according to Fandango.com. Harry Potter is still very popular with dudes. He's 10th on the list. Number 7 is Woody from Toy Story. I went as Woody one year. Got arrested. Not well. Yeah. It's a different kind of Woody.
I'm sorry, I have an erection.
Shrek.
All right, now I have a boner.
Okay. You two can talk later. Shrek is sixth, number fifth on the list. I think this is the best one of all. I can't believe it's only five on the list.
Pam Anderson?
Not Pam Anderson, no. This is for the fellas. Machete. Machete.
Oh,
not Harvey Keitel either. Machete.
Machete. This is Machete.
Come on, how cool is that?
That's way a great awesome costume. Yeah,
that might great have to costume be my new costume.
Yeah. Jigsaw, of course, from Saw. Fourth on the list.
This is Machete.
No, that was fifth. Kick-Ass was third. The Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland. Two, and then Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man, number one for
Machete.
Here, dressing up.
This is Machete.
Alice in Wonderland, in case you're curious, is the costume for women that's most popular.
I'm in a boner. So,
should I just
leave? All right, now I have a boner.
I just leave the room?
Really?
Because
just
it seems
let them
like
go.
It's really superfluous to yeah really to do any more stories here, really, because
I'm pretty good with the penises.
Yeah, seems to be just a fun fest right now.
I think every erection is a miracle.
Jackass 3D, such a success that Paramount has ordered four more Jackass movies.
Great news.
Paramount's so pleased with the $50 million opening weekend that they are offering each of the stars of Jackass $2 million per film for each one that they make in the Jackass series.
That's a genius idea.
An executive at Paramount says the fans have sent a loud and clear message that they're missing them and want more. So they're going to give the people what they want.
I don't have any problem with this because these guys are actually guys who are doing something. This
yes
isn't like the Jersey Shore kids who are just going out to a bar and getting filmed and getting ridiculous
I
money.
Agree.
I mean, guys like Johnny Knoxville and Bam and Steve-O, those guys really do work hard for that money. And they do stuff you and I wouldn't do.
They are working harder than any actor in any film, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is for sure, yeah.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Putting themselves in actual harm's way. Train is releasing their Christmas single this week.
Oh, I already have it. I already have that song. It's on my jukebox of Christmas music.
I have it in seven forms. I have it in a 45. I have it in a full-size vinyl.
I have the original handwritten lyrics of because I love Christmas music so much.
I have not heard about the Trade Christmas song. Tell me more.
It is called Shake Up Christmas. And it's also part of Coca-Cola's advertising campaign for the Christmas season.
Oh, okay.
But Pat Monahan, frontman for Train, says it's more than just writing a song for a TV commercial. He said, this song's about conjuring holiday joy during tough economic times.
Damn, is it Christmas already that we need sweaters and it's wintertime? So anyways.
Greatest piece of tape ever. That's our own Dave the King of Mexico. So, new Christmas music. It's right around the corner.
Thank you very much for that.
Once you got Thanksgiving, Halloween even. Boom,
yes,
boom.
Yeah.
The year's over. Boom. It just flies by.
Don't overlook Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Do you think the world would be a better place, you guys, if we had Christmas every day?
What do you think?
No.
White meat, dark meat, all would be carved.
A lot of people asking me, hey, where's that Hollywood Babylon podcast you do with Kevin Smith? It's released every Monday. Where is that? We can't listen to it. What's happening? Apparently, a little delay in the production, but it should go up shortly, sometime today, if you want to check it out. And, of course, Saturday, we're doing our new podcast, Hollywood Babylon, me and Kevin Smith, live from the Smodcastle, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. You can get tickets at smodcastle.com. And we're doing a special Halloween edition, so we'll be in costume.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know what I'm dressing up as yet.
Hito Rick,
maybe. Yeah. Or Sharktopus.
Oh, that'd be tight.
Yeah. Just put some fangs in and then just staple dildos to myself for arms.
The wild women, the ripping and the tearing, the ripping and the tearing.
That's what I'm talking about. I love that guy. It's Tuesday. It means new DVDs in stores today. Back to the Future, the 25th anniversary trilogy. All the movies in one box set on Blu-ray being released today. A lot of extra bonus footage. Michael J. Fox, of course, Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson. Back to the Future.
Oh. Back in time.
80s, man, you could get away with anything. Women were much cleaner.
That's true. Sex in the City 2 with Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall and Kristen Davis. You can pick that up in case you missed it in theaters. Of course, if you saw it in a theater, you wouldn't be picking it up, would you?
True.
Yeah. And You Don't Know Jack. Award-winning turn for Al Pacino as legendary Dr. Jack Krivorky, and Susan Sarandon also co-stars in that. You can pick that up today. Today's celebrity birthday is Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune.
Pam Anderson.
Not Pam Anderson. That's Pat Sajak, 64 years old today.
Harvey Keitel.
No, Bootsy Collins is 59 years old today.
Man, I got new black kids.
Rita Wilson is 54 years old.
Can't display any random piece of tape, Mike.
Actor Dylan McDermott is 49.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
She's not on the list. Carrie Elwes is 48 years old.
Natalie, thanks, Anderson.
Natalie Merchant. Remember Natalie Merchant?
Yes.
10,000
yes.
Maniacs?
Yeah.
She celebrates her 47th birthday today. Seth MacFarlane, genius, writer, actor, director, creator of Family Guy, and American Dad. He is just a great dude. He's 37 years old today. And actor
Dylan, I completely disagree with you on this.
It happens to be true. John Heder from Napoleon Dynamite celebrates his 33rd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Thank you so much, Ralph. Don't forget to come on back tomorrow for an all-new Kevin and Bean show. I think we've got a pretty good show tomorrow in that our friend Rich Eisen from the NFL Network will actually appear. He will be on the program this time, and we will speak with him.
I can't get Rich's number. It's not my fault.
The one he gave me is not for Rich Eisen.
No. He is wearing a sweater.
Also, the Omar Glee Cap is going to be extra spicy special tomorrow because Omar, if there's one thing that our man Omar hates more than Glee, it's the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And tonight you will have both of them contained in one episode.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
That's going to be fun. Wheelo Bad Animal Voices on the program today. Yep. Also, we're going to settle the long simmering debate here on the Kevin and Bean Show about whether candy corn actually counts as great Halloween candy or not. I realize that I may stand alone on that.
No debate.
I'm telling you.
You do not stand alone.
The woman who just said to me off air that oftentimes I'll just take spoonfuls of brown sugar and put it in my mouth. She's the one defending candy
because
corn.
Because he said candy corn is pure sugar. And I'm like, yes, what's your point?
I'm going to put Splenda or White Zinfandel. That's all I need to know about Lisa's palate.
I'm going to say not only is candy corn a legitimate Halloween staple, it's the best of all Halloween.
Oh my God.
All right, now you stand alone.
You are the cheese, sir. And you do indeed stand alone.
And we also tomorrow are going to need your help as we settle the other simmering argument in the office. Who is the worst superhero of all time?
So many. There's so many options.
So many to choose from. I think our discussion on The Question is what got this started not too long ago.
That's
not
a good superhero? One.
Question, not a great superhero.
Does The Question just run into the room and go, I don't know, what am I doing? What am I supposed to be doing
here? No, he asks the hard questions. He's an investigator.
But he doesn't have the answers?
No. Who does, Lisa?
No. Wouldn't that be more helpful?
You have to find the answers when you're the question.
Is that his nemesis?
If it was the answer, then he would just sit at home because he would know everything already. But the question's got to go out there and find what's happening.
I can't wait to hear more about that. That's all tomorrow morning right here on an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Cat Corbett's up next. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music includes the Florence and the Machine song you love so much called Dog Days Are Over. Also some 30 Seconds to Mars, Carolina Liar, MGMT, and more next on K-Rock.